From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Criticizing President Biden at the Knesset, Israel's parliament in Jerusalem. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, New York Republican.
There is no excuse for an American president to block aid to Israel, aid that was duly passed by the Congress.
The White House blocked some bombs from going to Israel temporarily. It was said to not want to increase civilian casualties. Stefanik also blaming anti-Semitism on college campuses on this.
Decades of moral decay, intellectual laziness, and dangerous radical groupthink at these so-called elite institutions across society.
And Israeli airstrike killed 27 people in central Gaza today, mostly women and children, says a local hospital. Large crowds in southern Gaza rushing and climbing aboard aid trucks to grab off food, water, and medical supplies. Israeli tanks firing warning shots to clear roads for the aid convoys. What some may have thought was over and done with is apparently not, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
A federal judge has granted a motion to reopen the sentencing portion of the case against the man convicted of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband at their home. The court admitting that David DePapp wasn't given a chance to speak at his own sentencing hearing on Friday, as is required by law. He will now get that chance on May 28th. DePapp was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for the attack.
Aboard this morning's tourist flight into space on a Blue Origin rocket will be a noted 90-year-old. He never made it to space 60 years ago, even though former Air Force test pilot Ed Dwight was nominated by President Kennedy in 1961 to become the first black astronaut.
You have waited a long time for this opportunity, and all of us who stand on your shoulders could not be happier.
Former NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden Jr. Dwight for decades has been a famous sculptor. You're listening to ABC News. A U.S. security warning to Americans around the world. ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
The State Department says LGBTQI plus people traveling overseas need to be on alert due to the increased potential for foreign terrorist organization-inspired violence. Not only does that caution apply to individuals, but also LGBTQI plus events.
A fireball in the sky seen by many in Spain and Portugal was a small piece of a comet, says the European Space Agency. A new development in this war from the city being targeted now by Russian forces, Kharkiv. ABC's James Longman.
Ukraine's military struggling to hold the line as Russia continues to bear down on its northeastern front. Kharkiv, the city at the center of that fresh Russian advance, under constant threat. Civilians are being forced to flee Volchansk and other surrounding communities. This comes as President Zelensky signed new legislation that mobilizes convicts to the war's front lines. The country is dealing with a major manpower shortage and waning morale.
Disneyland performers who help bring Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other characters to life at the Southern California theme park have voted overwhelmingly to unionize following a three-day vote that ended yesterday. That from the Actors Equity Association Labor Union. About 1,700 workers affected, Disney, the parent company of ABC News. A mutter won the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, seized the gray end of the Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan's Triple Crown bid. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsynads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.